I have a simple theory. If you're not with a girl that you love, love the girl that you're with.
The All-American Half Pounder. Two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
So we've got Edward Buchert coming up with either Plastic Sushi or Tears of the Gods. You never know what he's going to do.
Maybe that's why I like you so much. You don't tempt easy.
Can't feel like a walking into a lion, damn right now. Can't feel like Daniel.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim God of the color.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier? Free song.
Harmony's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
I have sinned against you.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, we'll have a little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
Tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Close and slip into something tight.
Don't dig the fire from your eyes. Must make them feel the heat. They build castles underground for the rich politically. Keep all the home fires burning.
lights go out. The streets are empty and there's nobody about. We'll be alright in the morning time. As best as you can, get ready to run. Keep all the food lines moving. Don't come crying for more. The signs were there, you should have bought connections before. We'll be alright in the morning time.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. Yes, we are Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you haven't already noticed it, my radio programs are a lot like a box of chocolates. You never know quite what you're going to get until you bite into them and experience them. Although, you can be sure, no matter what kind of sound collage it is, there's going to be audio clips from who knows where mixed in between and on top of the music, whether it's a Plastic Sushi or a Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah. So tonight, our theme is called An Even Wider New Wave. People who have been listening for a while, like on September 25th, 2020, might remember that evening's theme was called A Wide New Wave, playing a whole bunch of new wave music from the 1980s. Well, this is the sequel to that. The music is all different, but once again, we're going to be featuring the Japanese band Polysix, who actually formed in 1997. And according to their founder and primary songwriter, Hiroyuki Hayashi, They were significantly inspired by Devo, who in turn is going to be our featured ambience artists this evening with selections from their Easy Listening album. Like right now with their Muzak style version of their hit song, Girl You Want. Well, maybe it wasn't a big hit song for them, but it's my favorite Devo song, Girl You Want, and this is a pretty cool cover version of it by the same band. So overall, I'm going to send this episode out to Savoir Bear, my former time slot neighbor, host of the 1980s based show Songs from the Squid Pod. He's now on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. instead of Friday nights. And our audio clips from who knows where in this episode are going to include excerpts from the classic album DVD that describes the production behind U2's The Joshua Tree, including one of my biggest musical idols, that genius extraordinaire co-producer of that album, Brian Eno, as well as producer and so many things and a co-inventor of ambient music. Yeah, Brian Eno. So we're also going to be hearing some bits from the Young Earth Creationist, overall crackpot and founder of the Creation Museum, Ken Ham. Don't believe anything he says. He's just wrong. He's crazy. But, you know, this is a freeform radio station. And, yeah, that was the disclaimer. The views and opinions on this show don't necessarily represent those of Tufts University, the WMFO exec board, President Monaco, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Yeah, Ken Ham, he's crazy. But, you know, it's good to go and hear what crazy people like Young Earth Creationists who believe that every word in the Bible is literally true and God created Earth about 6,000 years ago. No, no, no. Also, clips from the Pink Panther movie with Peter Sellers, the movie Deliverance, and WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck. And then I think we've also got Malcolm X and Charles Manson, and then we're going to hear the preacher Jimmy Swaggart, who was in the intro set declaring I have sinned, a couple more. So we started off the show with the Japanese band Poly 6 and New Wave Hotline from their Poly 6 or Die album. And they named themselves after the Korg Poly 6 synthesizer. They loved it so much. And it's a great synthesizer, although it's got a battery that's not really replaceable, and it kind of, in cases, leaks all over the circuit board and destroys it. Bad design, yes. And then we followed that with Men at Work. Of course, another classic 1980s wave, new wave band. Underground was the name of that. So, yeah, we've got in the next set, we are going to be hearing from A Flock of Seagulls, a double sort of score on the new wave theme here. Also, Men Without Hats, a classic one-hit wonder of a band. Eurythmics and The Cars, a song that has just a great rhythm guitar initial start, and then the whole thing builds up, and then it comes in with the synthesizers and the lead guitar. Yeah, great stuff. But first, also some Chet Atkins, Blue Ocean Echo, diverging a little bit, but still part of the new wave and ocean theme for you. Also, did I say all my ambiance is going out to fellow Devo aficionado Chris Major of Strike the Box on Thursdays from noon to 2, alternating? Yeah, all of that going out to Chris, like, right now. But let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with an even wider new wave with another song from our featured Japanese artists, Poly 6. There's Electric Surf and Go-Go on WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the Gods sound collage. We'll be right back.
I study this semester?
Yes, you.
Well, I hope you don't flunk.
Well, there's always summer school, you know.
Dancing down the street with the suede blue eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing neath the starry sky.
Thank you.
One more question.
Do you have any special advice for the young people who drive?
Take it easy driving. The life you might save might be mine.
Don't call me no disc jockey, because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Wow, I'm so glad you were late and my wife left before you got here. I can tell you're a really experienced babysitter.
Old. Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, is this one of those examples that contradicts the idea that our oceans are billions of years old?
Well, it certainly is. You know, I often have people ask me questions like, what about all the dating methods that supposedly show the Earth is billions of years old? Well, I usually respond by saying, but what about the 90% of the methods that contradict the idea that the Earth is billions of years old? See, most people don't realize that the majority of dating methods pose serious problems for those who accept the secular dates. Consider the seafloor. According to secular scientists, the seafloor is supposed to be 3 billion years old. Now, scientists observe sediment being deposited on the ocean floor, and through various means of accounting for sediment coming in and being removed, they've been able to measure the net amount of sediment deposited. Now, using this amount and extrapolating backwards, there's only enough sediment to account for 12 million years. And that's assuming there was no sediment to start with. But Noah's flood would have added lots of sediment. In fact, this means the ocean floor could be much younger, as young as 6,000 years, just as the Bible indicates.
We have a free booklet that we'd like to send to you that shows that our Earth is not millions of years old. In fact, this question of the age of the Earth even ties into the gospel message. Discover how when you read our free booklet, Evidence for a Young World. Call 1-800-950-9507.
Mmm, that's a good boy. Look at that mess.
started thinking about it at the end of the Unforgettable Fire tour, which would have been about 85, so it was right straddling the middle of the 80s. I think for us at that time, we felt very disconnected with what was happening musically. I mean, it was the time of synthesizer pop, and I think, you know, New Wave, as the Americans referred to it, hadn't really hit in America, but I think maybe A Flock of Seagulls were around, so there'd been a little bit of experimentation sonically.
All over my hands and my face. Just imagine it. I want to taste it. I want to feel it on my lips. I want to feel it on my face.
Ultraviolet.
I'm not a disc jockey.
Off a fast elevator to hell is all.
Oh yeah.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this week is called An Even Wider New Wave. It's a sequel to the September 25th, 2020 Tears of the Gods called A Wide New Wave. And, well, we're going even wider this time, although we've still got the Japanese band Polysix as our featured artists with, all different music from them. Which began that first main set of the show with our featured artists performing Electric Surf and Go-Go from their Polysix or Die album. And then it was the Cars with one of many perfect songs off of their perfect first album, My Best Friend's Girl. What a nice, clean, crisp rhythm guitar at the beginning there. And then a wonderful build-up by their producer, Roy Thomas Baker, who also produced Queen as well as many other bands. And, you know, well, part of that understanding that first album is Roy Thomas Baker had come off of producing the Queen's albums, A Night at the Opera, Day at the Races, with all of those harmonies, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody and Fat Bottom Girls, all those kinds of things. And he had the Cars do the same thing with those rich vocal harmonies all over that album. It's spectacular. We followed that with Eurythmics and Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox, Here Comes the Rain Again. And then it was a one-hit wonder, Men Without Hats and The Safety Dance. And what a great hit that was. Although it's terrible, I'd imagine, to have just one hit and then go out and still trying to make a living as a musician and playing state fairs. Like that guy from Smash Mouth who's got into all sorts of trouble because he's just getting drunk and singing and making fun of his audience and state fairs. In any case, then continuing with our wide new wave theme, we heard some very clean, clear guitar playing. Well, it was going through a tremolo, actually. From Chet Atkins, that was Blue Ocean Echo. From the guitar legend, the RCA years. And then some more real authentic new wave with A Flock of Seagulls, Telecommunication. And we finished off with another 80s band, although they certainly weren't new wave. They were more hard rockin' metal-ish, The Cult, Electric Ocean. So I finally turned on the heat in my home this week. And now it's really nice that I can, when I get up in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I never thought I'd become a morning person, but that's what's happening these days. And I'm going out running along the Mystic River Reservation, generally at twilight, like 6:08 or so. And it's just a wonderful thing to go and do that, see nature and watch the sun come up and experience all of that. Great way to start the day. But before that, I was using my space heaters, which, you know, they can be a very effective form of extra heating. And I really love the way they let me stay toasty warm in my computer room or in my sunroom recording studio. Yeah, if there's a place where you spend a lot of time in, you can use a space heater and it'll help you save money. You can, like, crank it right to 80 degrees in a small little place while you keep the rest of your home at a lower temperature, saving you money. But, you know, space heaters have a dark side. They account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, especially little people, at least 3 feet away. And always, you know, monitor them. Be around. Don't just let them go. And always turn them off before leaving your home. Yeah, that'd be asking for trouble. That'd be begging for trouble. And also, don't keep them turned on when you go to bed. And never use a portable heater in a wet area like a bathroom. But aside from all those precautions, they're great money-saving ideas. Money-saving appliances. This has been a message from all your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Backing me up right now is once again Devo, another selection from their Easy Listening album. This one is That's Good. That's my ambiance. So then the next set, we are going to be hearing from the Pet Shop Boys doing a really cool U2 cover. Also some Depeche Mode, Gary Numan, more from our featured band Polysix, and another one-hit wonder, Tony Basil, as far as the music, sort of. But she is so incredibly talented in so many other ways, an actress, a choreographer. Yeah, so she's much more than a one-hit wonder. And we're going to hear that Brian Eno's reflections on producing U2 or his thoughts about it. But first, we're going to be hearing from, well, we're going to be hearing a... what's called an answer song. It's where there's an artist has a song and it's a pretty big enough hit, or maybe not, and then somebody comes and does something reference it to answer it. In this case, it's a 1983 song by German artist Peter Schilling that's referencing David Bowie's original Space Oddity song Major Tom. And, well, I hope you like it, because it's a pretty cool song, and I love the kind of rhythm, bassy, chicka-chicka-chicka rhythm part here, starting right now at WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the Gods sound collage, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1
something? A kiss is worth more than 1,000 words.
Then why didn't you stop talking?
We believe that most fossils in the ground were formed during the flood of Noah's day just a few thousand years ago. But is there any evidence that fossils can form very quickly? You know, my favourite fossil is a miner's hat. It's rock hard. You see, the hat was found in a mine in Australia after being there for more than 50 years, where it had been covered with water. Now, over that time, the minerals in the water turned the soft hat into a hard hat of stone. This is called calcification. And today you can actually see this petrified hat in a museum in Tasmania. I jokingly tell children at our seminars that this fossil is frightening. I tell them, I know it won't scare you, but it's frightening to an evolutionist. You see, it shows that creation scientists are correct when they say that fossils and rocks don't take thousands or millions of years to form. You know, there are many other examples to show us that the real event of Noah's flood formed most of the fossil record about 4,500 years ago, not by slow processes over millions of years.
I'd got this sense that this band was capable of making a real marriage between the two things I was talking about, between something that was self-consciously spiritual to the point of being uncool. And I thought uncool was a very important idea then, because people were being very, very cool. And coolness is a certain kind of detachment from yourself, a certain defensiveness, actually, and not exposing something, because it's too easy to be shot down if you're exposed. And of course, everybody was in the process of shooting you two down. Critically, they were not favoured, though, because they had a big public following. Critically, they were thought to be rather, you know, heart on their sleeves.
Our music, looking back on it now in the 80s, I can see that it was so out of step with everything around. It was mad. It was like a kind of ecstatic music, kind of gauche and uncool, but just with but a kind of highness to it, this kind of highness that I think works so well live. Now, of course, when you're selling that many records, and you hear me say it was out of step with the time, you kind of want to go, you want to slap me around the face. But it was going into it. And something which is a staple on the radio now, like With or Without You, you've got to understand that's a very odd sounding song. It just sounds normal because you've heard it so many times. But it kind of whispers its way into the world. And this odd guitar part that's played on the Edge's Infinite guitar, it was an unusual sounding record.
Kind of feel like a walking into a lion's den right now. Kind of feel like Daniel.
I want to reach out. Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Oh my goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now.
Reach out, touch faith.
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.